الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد If a person has a key of a door or a treasure, only then the person can access it. If they do not have the key, then they have difficulty. And the key in Arabic language, they say it's called miftah. Miftah means key. Miftah means with something which you open with. That's why they say when you enter the mosque, the dua which you read called Allahumma iftah li, O Allah, open for us, me, abwaab rahmatik, the doors of your mercy. So from the same root is the word Fatiha, the name of Suratul Fatiha is also from the same root from where we understand the word key. And Suratul Fatiha meaning is the key to the entire Quran. So like you have a key, you can open a door and enter the palace or the treasure. Similarly, if a person has the key of Suratul Fatiha, meaning the understanding of Suratul Fatiha, is as though now he has a key to the Quran. So he will read any surah, any part of the Quran, he will understand it. He will have access to it, because the major parts of that is already in the mind of the person. So when he will read, alhamdulillah, he will have the right understanding. And if he doesn't have the key, then he will get the wrong understanding. So I have been mentioning various themes and various meanings of Suratul Fatiha, because if that is the key, that is the summary, if that settles in your mind, then imagine the summary of whole of the divine guidance from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then has settled in your mind. Because the Quran is the summary of the previous books like Torah, Injil, Zabur, Sahifa of Hazrat Ibrahim, the scrolls of Hazrat Ibrahim, the books of Hazrat Adam, Hazrat Shis, and the 300 less or more Rasuls which were sent, all of their summary is in the Quran, and the Quran summary is in Suratul Fatiha. So imagine if you understand that, then you have a grasp of the main subject, main understanding. So we have mentioned some of the meanings of many of some of the verses. Last time you heard what Alhamd means. That Alhamdulillah, that means that I'll just mention it briefly, that the praiseworthy, all the praise belongs to Allah. It's not yours. If you have it, if Allah has given you for borrowing, for just as a gift to, actually as a favor to you. It's like if I have a car and I give you the car for some time, although the car is with you, but really it's not yours, it's mine. If I give you a pen, I own the pen is with you, but if you claim then that it is your pen, then how unthankful the person is. How wrong the person is that someone else owns something, he borrows for a few days and then he claims his ownership. He says it is mine. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is now another meaning of Alhamd which I am saying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alhamd, then the special, the real praise, Lillah, it belongs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of it. All praise, any fame and name and glory and greatness, it is the malkiyah, it is the ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes gives to servants as well, but still Allah is the owner. But the servant will be very foolish if he then claims that it is mine. He starts extolling himself, exalting himself. He starts praising himself, whilst the praise is not him, whilst all that quality are not his. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jalla is mentioning this to us. Because a lot of energy and money is put into this to earn praise, to earn fame. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing is saying that this belongs to Him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned His greatness, that He is Rabbul Alameen, the sustainer of whole of the realms, from the world of spirits, Alame Arwah. He was the one who created you in the world of spirits. He was the Rabb of that world as well. Because He said, Alastu bi Rabbikum. He said, I am the Rabb there as well, the creator. He was the Rabb and sustainer when you were in the womb of the mother. Then He is the Rabb and sustainer whilst you are in this world now. How unthankful are those people who just He is feeding, He is giving, and you to get some more money and risk, you follow Shaitan, you follow his way, while Shaitan is not the Rabb. Then He is the Rabb and sustainer who is going to sustain you in the world of after death, of the grave, of the barzakh. He is the Rabb of the day of Qiyamah as well. He is the Rabb in Jannah as well. And of everything, because He said Rabbul Alameen. But with that He said that Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, that He owns everything, He is the Rabb of everything, He gives, but He is merciful, He is compassionate. It's not like some human beings, when they give something to anyone, then they do a favor, they now actually mention it so much and remind the person so much and think they have done a big favor to that person, etc., etc., and misuse that person because of they've done favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla is saying, although He possesses all this quality and He is Rabbul Alameen, but at the same time He has mercy and Rahmah Rahim. Now today little bit we are going to learn about the next word, which is Maliki. Maliki, the Mashayikh have said, means the owner. Owner. And they say this has four letters, Meem, Alif, and Lam, and Kaf. Maliki. Malik. Or Malik. They say the Meem indicates towards the ownership, that all the blessings which you have, the ni'mah, the life which you have, the property which you have, everything which you have, the children which you have, even your own body which you have, He is the owner. Milk is to Him. He is the owner. So then, what do you do then? What are you then? What are you then? If the owner is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what are you if He is the owner of everything? That's answered the next letter, Alif. The Alif is for Amana, that everything is Amana for you. Everything is a trust with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted with you. That's why in Islam we call, the Islamic ruler is called Khalifa. Khalifa is meaning that he is trustee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah has entrusted him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made human being a Khalifa, a trustee. How are you trustee? Everyone is not a ruler. Everyone not is the king. Everyone, he doesn't have a government under him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that everyone really is Khalifa, he is trustee. How? Because everyone, if he is a human being born, he at least own the kingdom of his own self. Because his own self, his body, mind, heart, is also a kingdom. He is a Khalifa over himself. He has a heart, he has a mind, he has a body. He has actually some children and wife, so, and also other blessings. All of these things, he is Khalifa, he is Ra'i. He is actually responsible for that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't have anything, at least you have yourself, and you will be responsible to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for yourself. So someone is Khalifa over only himself. Someone is Khalifa over he has wife and children. Someone he has under maybe a rulership of a town or an organization or actually other, etc. So the first word, Maliki, the letter Malik, Mim refers to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner. It belongs to Him. And what are you? You are from the next letter, Alif. You are Amin. You have Amana. You cannot misuse these things. These things are not yours. You are not allowed. And the next one, letter Lam, it refers to that all this you should use, all this Amana or the blessing which you have, you should use it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah. Then you are really benefiting from these blessings. If you use them, like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah." Okay, dunya is like the ground which you sow, and akhirah is when you reap and when you actually benefit from it. So you do it for Allah. And the last letter, Maliki, the Kaf, the Kaf of Maliki refers to that if you have this, if you are using all these blessings in ita'a and in obedience, and you are trying to be trustworthy trustee, still it is, the Kaf is for Kamal. The Kamal, the excellence, still is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah who subhanahu has given you tawfiq even to do the good deed. If you are good and obedient, still it is the Kamal excellence of Allah, not you. So then it goes, the verse goes further, Yawmiddin, we'll discuss it sometime else. But at least understand this word, Malik means owner basically. But the Shuyukh and Arifin, they have said that the word itself is made of four letters, and they give the meaning actually refers to, if a person thinks and reflects, he can learn a lot of things from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable me and you to understand. میں اردو میں بھی بات کرتا ہوں تھوڑی سی مختصر کہ آج ہم نے جو تیسری آیت ہے سورۃ الفاتحہ کی اس کے بارے میں جو پہلا لفظ ہر لفظ آتا ہے مالکی اس کے بارے میں تھوڑی سی بات کی ہے کہ مالکی میں مالک کا مطلب تو مالک ہے کہ تو وہ چار حرف ہیں اس میں پہلا حرف میم ہے میم سے مراد ہے ملکیت کہ جو بھی تمہارے پاس نعمتیں ہیں وہ اللہ پاک نے تمہیں دی ہوئی ہیں ہر چیز جو ہے وہ اللہ پاک کی ہے وہ اللہ پاک کی ہے وہی اسی وہی مالک ہے اس لیے تمہیں حق نہیں کہ جس طرح مرضی تم استعمال کرو या जैसे कहते मैं अपनी मर्जी है जी, मेरा माल है मैंने कमाया, मेरा जिस्म है, मेरा वक्त है, मैं जिस तरह मर्जी इस्तेमाल करूं, नहीं वो आपका नहीं है, ना आपकी जिंदगी है ना आपका माल है। तो फिर आप क्या हैं? वो अगला हरफ जो अलीफ है वो बता रहा है कि आप अमानतदार हैं, आपको अल्लाह पाक ने एक चीज उसकी है दे, आपको दिया जिस्म दे दिया, नेमतें दे दी कि तुम अमानतदार हो और इस तरह इस्तेमाल करना है, अगर नहीं करोगे तो तुम खयानत का मुर्तकिब हो। और क्या करना है तुमने, वो अगला हरफ बता रहा है लाम मालिक, लाम बता रहा है लिल्लाह के, सिर्फ अल्लाह के लिए इस्तेमाल करो अल्लाह की रजा के लिए इन सारी नेमतों को, शैतान के लिए दुनिया के लिए करोगे धोखा खाओगे, लोगों को खुश करने के लिए करोगे धोखा खाओगे। और अगर तुम ऐसा कर लो, सही नेक अमल कर रहे हो, दीन पर चल रहे हो, तो फिर अगला हर्फ है काफ, कि फिर भी ये अल्लाह पाक का कमाल है कि अल्लाह पाक ने तुम्हें ये तौफीक दी, फिर भी अपनी तरफ मत उसको जो है समझो, वरना फिर धोखा खा जाओगे और क़यामत के दिन तुम्हें नुकसान होगा। अल्लाह पाक मुझे आपको अमल की तौफीक अता फरमाए। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन वस्सलातु वस्सलामु अला अशरफिल अंबिया मुरसलीन या अरहमर रहीमीन। हमें अपने कुरान की और जो तूने हदायत भेजी उसकी सही समझ अता फरमा, फिर उस पर अमल की तौफीक अता फरमा, फिर उस पर इस्तेकामत नसीब फरमा, फिर उसको आगे पहुंचाने की तौफीक अता फरमा, और क़यामत के दिन कुरान मजीद को हमारा शाफिया बना, शफाअत करने वाला या अरहमर रहीमीन। صلى الله على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما آمين। आप थोड़ी देर जिक्र की मजलिस होगी, तो जिनके पास वक्त है, जो काम नहीं कर रहे वैसे ही बैठना है घर जाके, तो वो शिरकत कर ले, जिन्होंने काम काज करना है वो बेशक आराम करें जाके, ये जरूरी नहीं है।